98 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nearly 2 million federal workers deciding today if they want to quit working for the government and take the buyout offer put forth by the Trump administration. That coming as federal access to millions of Americans' personal information is being blocked, at least for now.
Elon Musk's sprawling effort to reduce the size of the federal government hit a snag on Wednesday after a lawsuit brought by three federal unions resulted in a temporary agreement to prohibit the Treasury Department from sharing sensitive financial information with the Department of Government Efficiency. Two Treasury Department employees associated with Musk will continue to have read-only access to the data that potentially includes the names, phone numbers, social security numbers, and bank information for millions of taxpayers. Peter Haralambos, ABC News, New York.
Industrial giant Honeywell has announced it plans to split itself up into three separate companies. Palestinians and others in the Middle East pushing back on the Trump administration plan for the U.S. to take over the Gaza Strip. This is ABC News. There's a new tariff now in place for goods imported from China. The 10% tax is on top of the 25% that's been in place for years and is paid for by the American businesses who import Chinese goods, not paid for by the Chinese government.
You can expect it's probably going to take longer to get some of those products from China, because if they are going through customs, that's a whole extra layer of steps that they didn't go through now. And sadly, you might also be paying more, because if they have to pay tariffs and they were paying 0% tariffs and now they're paying up to 35% tariffs when you account for all the different tariffs that are already in place, that is a big cost difference and very possible that that gets passed down to the consumer.
NBC's Elizabeth Schulze. Some Crayola fan favorites making a comeback. The company bringing back 8 nostalgic crayon colors by popular demand for the first time in its 122-year history. Among the colors coming back, Dandelion and Blizzard Blue. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Bucks make another trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have picked up Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Sims is 6'10", a backup center for New York. In exchange, the Bucks sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the Knicks. Milwaukee beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Afterwards, players reacting to Chris Middleton being traded to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez.
So I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. Obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It still hurts. Those are your guys, and especially the guys that you've won with. They're like family to you.
NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl. Packers running back Josh Jacobs says his team needs to add some veterans in free agency.
You know, obviously with finishing the way we did, and you know, we right there. So just trying to make it all make sense, put some more pieces together and figure it out.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying, in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The snow is done, but it is going to be windy today, so there could be a little blowing snow at times, especially in rural areas. Our high 25, it'll be partly cloudy, wind will be west, gusting to near 40. 3 above tonight, looking forward to more snow from Friday night through much of Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 22.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlove.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Thursday morning, February 6th, 2025. 16 days until the Brewers' first spring training game. The season opener is 7 weeks from today. It's 53 days until the home opener, but as we await the next snowstorm, it's another beautiful morning to have you here up north, live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're catching us on the app or by podcast or on social media, we also appreciate you tuning in and starting the day here. Last one for me before I take a little midwinter break. Todd Alba will be here this time tomorrow, and then we bring back Bach in the Dock starting Monday. So, since this is the last go-around for me before Sunday's big game, I got a question for you. Super Bowl, who you got? I will ask Joe Zepecki that and many weighty questions as well coming up at 6:30 or so. And then in our second hour, we will be talking to two more new legislators because even as right-wing politicians in Madison and Washington are launching new attacks against the transgender community, the Wisconsin legislature's LGBTQ caucus is growing. And two of these new legislators are part of that caucus, State Representative Christian Phelps from Eau Claire and State Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim. And they will be with us coming up just after 7:30 today, and then it's Thursday, so we should be visiting with one Luke Mathers coming up at about 7:50 before we wrap everything up. Temperatures in many spots around Wisconsin are 20 degrees warmer than yesterday. It's still winter out there. It's 24 here in Chippewa Falls, 20 in Hayward, 21 in Amory, 21 in Wausau. Wisconsin Rapids is at 23. La Crosse, 28 right now. Green Bay, 25. Madison is at 28 degrees. Waukesha, 25. And at Radio Park in Racine, it is 29 degrees, where we find somebody is really ready for spring training and some Brewers baseball. One, Greg Bach.
Are you ready for some baseball? I am.
It made you so happy, I could tell, as I read off those days till spring training.
Yeah, and then you're like it's only to spring training, only to the spring training, but it's winter, so shut up. All right.
Something like that, yes.
I mean, it's just a weird week because, there's no baseball to talk about yet, really. Yep. The Super Bowl is happening, and honestly, you know, at this point, it's a nothing burger in as much as oh, great, the popular kids are back. Who cares?
Yeah, and, right?
And huge Bucks news happening last night. I'm sure we're going to be talking about later today on Matt and Aaron Air. But, yeah, it's just sports is weird this week.
It is, yeah, Super Bowl week is weird overall, especially if there's not quite so much interest in it. I think the NBA was smart moving their trade deadline to Super Bowl week so that they could get a little attention that week, which I think is fine because the NFL, you know, the NBA used to own Christmas Day until this last time around when the NFL was like, we want this holiday.
Give me your lunch money, kid.
Right? So the NBA is like, fine, we'll put our trade deadline during Super Bowl week. And that's what more sports people are talking about by and large. You know, the Bucks trading away Chris Middleton. Did not see that coming.
I feel like my super duper huge Bucks fans, whatever. You understand.
Yes.
It's one of those things. It's kind of like being a Brewers fan. Whenever they trade somebody, you're like, oh, but okay, I guess. You know, I just Chris Middleton was injured most of the season. He didn't start playing until December, and he wasn't really like putting them up. And I think it was time for the Bucks to make a big move. And I don't know, man. I seriously don't know. Like we're like in year two of Dame Lillard and Giannis, and year two of Doc Rivers. Well, year one and a half. I don't know, man. I really don't. And I'm not a huge basketball fan. This is just what I get from the talk and watching it here on Civic Media, listening to the reports.
Mm-hmm. The Buck. Well, Giannis was out again last night with a sore left leg. The Bucks still beat Charlotte 112-102, snapping a four-game losing streak. Dame Lillard had 29 points. Bobby Portis, haven't mentioned his name in a while, scored 23. And the Bucks will next play Friday in Atlanta. And we will definitely get Joe Zepecki's take on the Chris Middleton trade as well. It's like we have like our own little Bucks mafia. It's Joe Zepecki.
Yep.
It's Dan Schaefer.
Yep.
It's the handsome and capable Luke Mathers.
Yes, Tony. Who, by the way, I failed to give full shout out to yesterday when we mentioned the million view video of Matt and Aaron Air. That comes of Tony. He puts those videos together, and he makes those things look good.
Tony, Philadelphia Eagles fan, as he tells us, writing up on YouTube this morning. But, you know, he's got a lot of other talents, so, for him.
Could you imagine a Joe Zepecki, Luke Mathers, Dan Schaefer, Bucks podcast?
Then I would actually be interested. I don't follow, you know, NBA stuff regularly, but if it was those three guys talking about it, I would.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would enjoy that very much. Although I'd enjoy it more during the baseball season to hear them just talk about the Brewers, because again, it's not from the standpoint of, you know, the sports reporters who are in the locker room every day. This is more, here's the casual fan's take on all this, which might be completely wrong, but you know, it's going to be more honest.
let me get on that though, because I have the casual fan's opinion. Yes. I can't do the thing of like what you don't understand is that their ERA. I'm like, you're talking mathematics now. And does he throw the ball well? No, then get rid of him.
There you go. Tony wishes to clarify, hold on, not an Eagles fan just for this game. Go Pack, go. That makes sense.
I'm still rooting for Kansas City because I like Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Travis
and look, Patrick Mahomes is you know, he can do no wrong, it seems. I mean, he's good. He's very good. Folks are getting a little tired of him, but, you know, kind of like Tom Brady, all he does is win.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Is like, if the reason why they hate you is because you're really good at your job, then...
Mm-hmm. Are you getting in on the prop bet at all, the big prop bet of if Kansas City wins, does Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift in the postgame?
I really hope not, because that's not why you should do it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes. That's not why you should do it.
The asking somebody to marry you shouldn't depend on the outcome of a sports match. You know?
Yeah.
We lost, so I'm not proposing to you.
Huh? How many songs will Taylor Swift write if that happens and they break up? I mean, it's gonna be like four. It's gonna be like a trilogy of albums.
Oh, you thought Tortured Poets was something? Like the tortured Travis. Travis did get in a good dig at his brother, who retired last year after a long Hall of Fame career with the Eagles. When they asked him about the Eagles, and he said something like, "Well, I like our odds now. The Eagles got rid of that fat and slow center that
that they have, or short and slow center.
Did they ever play each other in a Super Bowl?
Yeah, they did a couple of years back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
And that's actually how I got to know them and Mama Kelsey and all that. And I thought that even if Taylor Swift had never come into the equation, it was kind of like J.J. Watt and his family and then TJ and everybody. And you love to see that because you know there's enough other, you know, idiots in sports and stage moms and all kinds of others. So when you see families like that, it's just refreshing, you know? And I want to hate the Kelsey brothers because they're too good. They're too perfect, but they're funny. And Jason Kelsey's wife, and I'm blanking
Kelsey?
On her name, but she's
Is
got
her Kelsey.
Yes. She's got the number one podcast right now. And again, I didn't know that till a month or two ago. And I'll see clips on YouTube or TikTok. She's funny.
Yeah.
She's really good. She's like the perfect football player's wife in that she takes no grief at all.
Yeah.
And dishes it right back out. And it's awesome. So
her name is Kylie Kelsey, which
Kylie,
is
the,
wow, that is a name. But yeah, I mean that's the thing is I just you know, I made the conscious choice that the first time I came to know of Jason Kelsey was of Travis Kelsey was because of SNL. I didn't know about his brother, I didn't really know anything about his football career. Mm-hmm. This is way pre Taylor Swift. And I was just like, he's funny. And for me, SNL is the testing ground for non-performers who are hosting. I have thoughts on Peyton Manning on his college career and certain controversies, but he is very funny.
Oh my God, that video of him throwing the football at the kid's head is just so good.
You suck. But yeah, I mean, I think it's great. I think it's a great role model for especially young men. Those two guys are great role models for young men.
Yes, they are. So, you know, and then we haven't even gotten into the commercials. And you know why? Because it's almost like, I'm not going to say the commercials aren't going to be good or funny, but the whole fascination with them, I think, has peaked because now we see too many of them before the game.
Yeah.
So there's no drama. And, you know, they play relentlessly and they miss the mark a little too often. Whereas in those early days, the Bud Light ones, all of them, and E-Trade for the E-Trade baby.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we still quote the E-Trade baby. There's one where he goes, "You want to see my shocked face?" It's just such a perfect commercial. So I'll be on a beach someplace. I'll probably miss it, but I'll be sure to ask you about it when all is said and done because you'll be watching.
I'm probably gonna watch. I'm gonna see if anyone's. I'd rather go to someone else's house and like have a like if there's a party.
Yes.
But I don't want to just, I have no interest in sitting on my couch and watching five hours of football.
It's not about the football. No, it's a holiday. It's America's get together day.
Yeah.
It's America's get together with your friends day and bring taco dip or buffalo chicken dip or something else to pass. It's America's potluck.
Oh, Super Bowl, America's potluck.
Ooh,
I love that.
Look what we've invented.
Look at that.
Mr. Bach, by the way, is looking, here's our word of the week, resplendent.
I love that.
In his Civic Media t-shirt. I've got the quarter zip on, but underneath here is a Civic Media shirt, the one with the map and all the circles on the Wisconsin map showing all the radio stations around Wisconsin. And you can get a look at these, get a gander at them over at civicmedia.us. Find out about stations all around the network, shows, merch, newsletters, and more. Head over to civicmedia.us. And then, of course, there's the Up North News daily newsletter, and it's got a Super Bowl theme in it today. Christina Laurie put it together. A bit about Packers Super Bowl history is in there. And then there's also a news article about people using TikTok videos to get advice on birth control. And let me just say that it's long before TikTok, it was bad advice about family planning that allows OBGYNs to have nice houses. So TikTok is good for a lot of things, not medical advice. We'll do more after this on Up North News Radio, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 2018, Utah voters approved a ballot initiative establishing an independent redistricting commission to create fair voting districts. The legislature neutralized it and gerrymandered the maps anyway. It's now back before a Utah judge. Better Boundaries Proposition 4 established a commission independent from the legislature charged with creating fair communities of interest-driven maps for Congress, state legislature, and school districts. The Utah News-Dispatch reports that in 2020, the Utah legislature passed SB 200, which made the commission advisory, not independent, then gerrymandered the maps to protect seats and consolidate GOP power. The Utah Supreme Court found for the voters last July, agreeing that the legislature did not have the authority under state law to override the voters' decision. In response, the legislature proposed Amendment D, which, if approved by voters, would give the legislature power to do so. The language of that proposition was deemed deceptive by the court and ruled void. Now the case is back in Utah's 3rd District Court, where Judge Diana Gibson heard 3 hours of testimony January 31st. The League of Women Voters and Mormon Women for Ethical Government argued that the Independent Commission's powers should be fully restored and fair congressional maps put in place.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Just to make clear, I'm not playing Bob Marley just because I'm island bound. It happens to be the anniversary of his birth, and we will talk more about that in today's history lesson coming up in a half hour. Although, listen, if it wasn't his birthday, I think I'd still be playing Bob Marley.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It just makes you feel good.
Sure,
I mentioned there's a snowstorm coming.
Why did I pick last week?
Meanwhile, back over, we were talking about civicmedia.us, where you find news as well and opinion pieces from people like Dan Schaefer, the political editor of Civic Media. And he, of course, he has his own news site and column called The Recombobulation Area. And you should be subscribing to that because we do a lot of state political news here. But Dan really pulls the curtain back and has much more about, you know, why things happen the way that they do. And so I mentioned it yesterday, but I want to talk a bit more about Dan's latest column called Donald Trump and the Rise of the Pro Wrestling Republicans. And you're saying, well, Pat, why don't you just have Dan on to talk about it? Dan's on other shows because we love Dan, and Dan has young children. So we know that a 6:30 time slot doesn't necessarily work for him. So let me tell you about it, and then I'm sure you can hear Dan throughout some of the other shows about his latest column. Dan writes, part of me wonders if by focusing so intensely on what Democrats might have done wrong, we're missing what might be the larger story of the 2024 election, what Trump and the Republican Party did right. Because Schaefer notes that, you know, Trump in many ways has been just as abhorrent and despicable and genuinely dangerous as anything he's done or said. But in a fairly revealing interview with Politico, Trump's campaign team talked about what went into the success of the campaign. And what stood out is how they discussed Trump as what the reporter at Politico characterized as a cultural phenomenon. The MMA fights, Joe Rogan, working at the McDonald's drive-thru, things like that. Because you do have your traditional Republicans, you think of the country club set, you know, George W. Bush, Mitt Romney. Then you have the MAGA group, and Dan refers to them as pro-wrestling Republicans, who have truly transformed the party and made it a formidable coalition for Democrats to contend with going forward. Trump opted to prioritize the wrestling ring over the fairway, and is reaping the rewards of electoral success in doing so. Now, keep in mind that when Trump governs, it's largely as a country club Republican, you know, tax cuts for the wealthy and stacking the judiciary with federal society freaks, as Dan writes. Just a more vicious, insulting, and chaotic version. Dan goes on to say, it's always been fairly easy for Democrats to run against country club Republicans. Dems always figured that there were many non-voters who would turn out to keep a guy like Donald Trump out of office. But what we all learned, and I will add parenthetically what I said throughout the campaign, is that there is a hidden reservoir of voters who only didn't vote because there had been nobody like Donald Trump before with that level of bigotry. In some cases, with that level of hatred toward your own government, in other cases, a different set of priorities altogether. And a lot of folks turned out to that because they saw the pro wrestling Republicans putting on a show like at the Republican convention in Milwaukee. You had Hulk Hogan ripping off his shirt. Dana White introduced Trump for the convention speech. Kid Rock performed. And some of us laughed at it. And they laughed all the way to the voting booth. Dan goes on to say, we're entering an era now where attention is among the most valuable commodities in the world. The attention economy is everything. And if there's anything that Donald Trump and the pro wrestling Republicans know to do, it's to get people's attention. It's certainly not governing. It's certainly not doing what's best for the American people. But if it gets you to stop scrolling and watch, then it works. So Dan concludes, so maybe it's time to grab a proverbial steel chair and start to show some fight. The fate of the nation just might depend on it. He really gets to what Courier Newsroom and Up North News is all about as well. It's about, and he mentioned it in here, stopping the scroll. Because we're all doing that all day, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, you name it. We're scrolling, and we're scrolling until something interesting catches our eye. No different than if you were flipping channels. Now, we don't flip channels as much as we used to because now there's so many of them. You just go to the guide and you figure out what it is that you want to watch. But it wasn't that long ago. People would just flip through all of them, looking for the one thing that they want to see. Well, now we have that to an infinite effect through all these social media platforms. And so what we do at Courier Newsroom and Up North News is we say, look, when we do talk about political news or anything serious, it's got to be in a way that catches your eye. It cannot cross the line into clickbait. And there's no hard and fast rule as to what is clickbait, but you'd know it when you see it, when it's just, when the teasing is gratuitous, it's misleading. But you want to, in a fact-based way, let people know, stop your scrolling, this is an important post, read it. That's what Dan means in part by the attention economy. All kinds of people paid attention to Donald Trump, and guess what? We're all still paying attention to Donald Trump. It's just that at Up North News and at Civic Media and elsewhere, we're saying we're paying attention to tell you that there are things that he's doing that are solely to grab attention while he's doing other things that, again, coming back to the country club Republicans, are just all about tax cuts for the very rich, getting you to think that the tax cuts are going to impact you as well when they're really not. Not do anything to improve your health care. If anything, take it away. Make your public school less able to meet testing standards in the future, and so on. So don't be distracted by the shiny object stuff. But Trump knows how to get attention, and we all have to learn how to manage that. And it gets to be a little much, I'll admit. We've got to pay attention to the news without being obsessed about the news. We've got to choose in our radio shows folks that will take a little bit of time to talk about the serious stuff and take a little time to talk about Chris Middleton being traded. And that doesn't mean the political news doesn't matter. It just means we cannot be all work and no play. We do so at our own peril. We will talk about a little bit of both with Joe Zepecki. That's coming up. And then again, we've got two new state legislators coming up in our next hour, State Senator Kristen Alfheim and Representative Christian Phelps. This is Up North News Radio, live from Chippewa Falls on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and Joe Zepecki is next.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers announced that he will be putting $80 million towards Wisconsin agriculture in the new budget. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and let's take a listen in to Governor Evers to see what he has planned for the ARIP program.
Earlier today, I announced the latest round of funding through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program, or ARIP, as most people know it, and that's to support another 55 projects of fixing and upgrading aging local roads that support the farmers and producers in 36 counties across the state. And that's great news. We're going to keep building on our work in the next budget to make sure farmers and producers and the industries can get from point A to point B safely and can get the product to market.
Governor Evers says that with increased interest in this ARIP program, that increased funding will help maintain Wisconsin agriculture's efficiency for the foreseeable future. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo. And we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet. It's all about the bacon. Hanging bacon. Enjoy bacon and friends while celebrating at the 2025 Porkapalooza, Thursday, February 6th at the Corn Soy Expo in the Wisconsin Dells. Porkapalooza features pork appetizers, beverages, live music by Super Tuesday in both live and silent auctions supporting youth programs and the Wisconsin pork industry. There will also be some special appearances by Mr. Pig and U.S. Olympic swimmer Phoebe Bacon. Porkapalooza is presented by the Wisconsin Pork Association. To learn more, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving this morning on a Thursday. It looks like they're trying to push higher as cash corn is up 1 1/4 at 494.5, and new crop corn is up 1/4 at 468.75. Cash soybeans are up 6 3/4 at 1063.75, where new crop soybeans are up 7 1/4 at 1069.75. March wheat is up 1.5 at 573.75, and July wheat is up 1.5 as well at 598.25. March Class 3 milk contracts are up 9 cents at 2010 100 weight, and April contracts are up 4 cents at 1972 100 weight. Barrels of cheese closed yesterday with no change at 180.5, and 40-pound blocks finished down 4 at 186. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The snow is done, but it is going to be windy today, so there could be a little blowing snow at times, especially in rural areas. Our high 25, it'll be partly cloudy, wind will be west, gusting to near 40. 3 above tonight, looking forward to more snow from Friday night through much of Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Brandi Grayson, the host of the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. I am the hostess with the mostest with the local politics and the local tea. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Well, on this final show before my vacation, which means we will not be talking to Kia Vakil tomorrow from Courier Newsroom. So instead, Joe Zepecki is going to do double duty for us. We're going to talk about some of the big news in the state and some of the big national headlines. Mr. Zepecki, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm a little jealous that I don't get to go. You sure you're coming back?
No, I'm not sure at all. Let's just keep that in mind. Let's start with the big story in Wisconsin right now. What are we supposed to make of what is, to me, the surprising trade of Chris Middleton leaving the Bucks for the Washington Wizards?
All of these trades feel a little less surprising in light of the Luka for AD swap. I gotta start there.
That would be for us non-basketball fans. That'd be the LA Lakers and Dallas had a surprise blockbuster trade.
The craziest, most surprising trade of all time, literally in NBA history.
Okay.
And here's my unpopular take. I love Chris Middleton. I love what he did for this franchise. But if I could get in my time machine, among the things that I would change is I would have traded him when we traded Jrue Holiday away.
Sure.
We wish Chris well.
Yes, we do. Again, he was a real fan favorite, but life goes on. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's start with something that we can talk about from both a national and a state perspective. And that, of course, would be Elon Musk and the whole Doge farce that is engaged in what Senator Tammy Baldwin is calling the biggest data hack in the world. Just starting with that alone, as we've mentioned multiple times, but let me say it again, the other things are shiny objects: Greenland, Panama, Gaza, you know, all the other crazy stuff. Pay attention to what matters. How far off is Senator Baldwin thinking this might be one of the biggest data hacks ever?
She's spot on. If China, if one of our adversaries had done this, had figured out how to download the information that they're doing, how to manipulate the source code, how to get identifiable information about every American, we would call it the greatest cyber espionage coup in history, and we would be to battle stations if this was China. It's not China, but it is an unelected foreigner who was who we just gave away the store to. Now, I'm old enough to remember when people on the right were outraged that Barack Obama won a Democratic election because they thought he was a foreigner and he had access to this stuff. And so for that crowd to say the richest man in the world, one of the largest government contractors in the world, who was never elected to anything, who is working, I'm air quoting here, in an extra legal, not authorized by Congress organization, and has messing around in Treasury Department records, this is insane. And the part that, you can be for disruption of government. You can say we spend too much on foreign aid and we need to look at every nickel of it. There is a way to do that in this country as laid out in our Constitution. When the Congress says you're going to spend money on this, that's the law. And what this is just one example of the ways in which the Trump administration in less than 3 weeks is completely undoing the constitutional order. And I would just remind folks that when you are acting outside of the law, in contravention of the law, if you disregard laws that you think don't apply to you, that is where law ends and tyranny begins. The American people did not vote for a tyrant, and they sure as hell didn't vote for Elon Musk, a foreigner, to be rooting around in our most sensitive information as Americans. It's outrageous, and good for Tammy Baldwin for saying so and for trying to do something about it. But what we need are Republicans to stand up and take back their constitutional power. I got to tell you, man, I've never seen behavior like this out of politicians, where Republicans have control of Congress. Tomorrow, if they wanted to pass a bill eliminating USAID or eliminating programs they don't care about, they could do it. Bring it to the floor, vote on it, send it to Trump's desk. He'll sign it. But they're not doing that. Instead, they're violating the law at every turn. And I mean, it's astonishing. The only thing, it's like a conference of cucks. They just like to watch Trump do this, even though they actually have a role to play here as laid out in the Constitution.
I'm wondering, when do we see the prosecution of Hillary Clinton over her emails?
Well, now that Pam Bondi is in, stay tuned.
Anything's possible here. I mean, you also had, from the standpoint of data that shouldn't be released, an intentional leak of CIA employee names.
The CIA is saying that this was in response to one of the ridiculous executive orders from last week, where they sent the name of every single person who's been hired by the CIA over the last 2 years, and they sent it in an unclassified email to the White House. That is an enormous counterintelligence risk. It is among the ways that America is less safe today, because Donald Trump and his band of merry misfits are running roughshod over the Constitution. And let me give you one more. Donald Trump is making enemies of our friends and being soft on our actual adversaries on the global stage. When people say USAID, oh, this is all this foreign aid. First of all, 0.7% of the US budget goes to foreign aid. Secondly, we are in a global competition, a race against China for the future. They have what they call their Belt and Road Initiative, which is where they are investing in foreign aid to other countries around the world, particularly in Africa and Latin America, two continents of geostrategic importance in the 21st century. And what Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doing, again, in contravention of the law, illegally, is saying, we don't care. America can retreat from the world. And I am here to tell you and bang on the table if I have to, America alone is less safe. You cannot piss off your friends at every turn and expect them to remain your allies. This is an incredibly dangerous time. And the notion that this guy is viewed by anyone as a tough guy is belied by what is actually happening in front of our faces.
The other thing that Trump wanted to do, of course, back last weekend, was say, well, you know, here come the tariffs on Canada and Mexico. And then shortly afterwards, he's claiming some kind of victory that Canada and Mexico, you know, bowed to his pressure and the tariffs are off.
Oh, I love this one. I love this one.
No, that's not how this worked at all, Joe.
You know what we got? You know what the United States got?
What?
We got them to do things that they had already announced they were doing.
What a negotiator.
But I mean, like, this is the art of the deal, that Donald Trump says, hey, Canada, we're going to slap a 25% tariff on everything. And Justin Trudeau says, how about we spend some money on border security? And he goes, oh, great deal. He announced that Trudeau announced in December that he was going to be doing this.
Yeah.
He literally created a dip in the Dow and global uncertainty and poked at one of our main trading partners and allies in the eye for no reason, to get nothing. That is not master negotiating. That is nonsense for nonsense sake.
Meanwhile, out in Madison, the Republican lawmakers there released legislation this week that would require law enforcement officials to determine the citizenship status of someone they arrest if they have reasonable suspicion the suspect isn't in the country legally.
What are you supposed to base that suspicion on?
Well, that was going to be my question to you. What would they base a reasonable suspicion that someone's not in the country legally?
Yeah, so we're codifying racism.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Listen, this will not get signed into law by Tony Evers. I haven't heard him say anything, but I know enough about Tony Evers to know this is a non-starter. if you break the law, whatever you look like, however much education you have, wherever you come from, if you break the law in the state of Wisconsin, you should be held accountable. And I trust that law enforcement will do that. We do not need to codify racism and racial profiling. That is not a thing here in Wisconsin that we need to keep our streets safe. Because, oh, by the way, crime is down in Wisconsin.
Then there's this bill that would say only the U.S. flag, the state flag, and the POW MIA flag and the flags for the armed forces can be flown or displayed at state or local government buildings. The memo accompanying the bill by legislative Republicans says, hundreds of national and global holidays have been established over the years to raise awareness and support for various causes, making it virtually impossible to give each one equal recognition. Rather than creating unnecessary controversy, we should remain neutral when it comes to recognizing various causes. Well, except, of course, for the POW MIA flag and the military. But again,
I love this. This carve out is coming from the same folks who have no problem with Donald Trump's ridiculousness in Washington, which is about to impact VA services. You want to go to the VA right now? You got to wait. They're about to make that problem even worse. So don't tell me that you care about veterans when you are prepared to sacrifice veterans' physical and mental health to the altar of whatever the hell Elon Musk is up to. I'm sick of it. And I bet if you asked 100 veterans, 99 of them would tell you the VA needs more support so that we can honor those who served us. And that they could give a rip about a flag if the cost of it is having to wait another 2 months to get an appointment at the VA. This is absurd. And I can't help but notice, did they say anything in there about Supreme Court justices' wives hanging American flags upside down in contravention of flag code?
No. Senator Wimberger's office is sponsoring it, and I do not see anything in the bill memo about that. No, I don't. There's weird. Also a hard-hitting bill from Republicans this week to require cursive writing. Okay, why? Again, shiny objects. I get shiny objects versus substance.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this one I can't get my dander up about. It seems like this is not the role of the legislature when we've got, like, you know, actual other real problems to solve.
Well, that gets us into our final topic then, and that's Governor Evers releasing some new proposed rules and funding that he's going to propose in the budget to get rid of PFAS. And as I explained yesterday on the show, the heart of the matter is that Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce is contending, and Republicans, that the DNR, you know, is going to have to write a rule for like every single chemical, when the way it's always been is the legislature in law defines what is hazardous. And then we trust the DNR to say, yep, that's hazardous. Let's do something about it. But micromanaging, much like cursive writing in the classroom, this micromanaging that we keep getting is, I mean, it's intentionally trying to throw sand in the gears of the government that would keep our drinking water safe.
I think it's worse than that. I think it's selling out government to the highest bidder. They work for big business, and it's going to cost big business big money to pay for the ways that they have polluted the water that we drink. And all of this ridiculousness about populism and the party of the people, give me a break. What is happening in Washington, what this Republican Party in Wisconsin is demonstrating, is that it's all just smoke and mirrors. They want you to believe that they have your back, but they are working for big business and corporations and CEOs who have never been doing better. That is the economic reality of our time. They are doing their bidding, and they are hoping you won't notice that they can do enough, you know, I don't know, dancing around, you know, distracting you, and that you won't care, that you won't notice that they don't give a rip about you or the water your kids drink, because they have a job to do, and it is what the corporations who fund their campaigns is telling them to do.
Let's end on a sports note here, actually two of them. First off, Super Bowl, who do you got?
I got a big bag of nacho cheese Doritos I'm hoping to get through. I have a hard time getting up for this one. I will say, you know, Zach Braun, former Badger linebacker, always been a big fan. Love the way he plays. It'd be nice to see him get a ring. I'm just hoping for a good game and really funny commercials.
Which team does he play for?
He's on the Eagles. Fly, okay. Birds, fly.
There you go. One for the Eagles. And the nice thing for me is that when you and I talk again 2 weeks from now, Super Bowl will be past us, and we'll get to start talking about spring training.
Now we're talking. How many days till pitchers and catchers report?
It's not few enough. Let's just get this done, and let's start talking about this in 2 weeks. Joseph,
have a great trip.
Thank you so much. We'll do today's history lesson right after this break. This is Up North News Radio. I'm Pat Kreitman.
You better come on home, baby. I'm about to go crazy.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Venus Robertson, the Green Bay woman, shares why Black History Month is special for her.
You need to be proud of your history. For me, it just means a bunch of possibilities. Looking at the road that was laid before me, opportunities that were put out for me, things people went through to make sure that I have a chance.
Her story includes dressing up as a different person every day. It's a way to teach kids at the Boys and Girls Club about the richness of Black culture.
Tradition here, but Black History Month, Miss Venus is going to dress up every single day. I really wanted them to see, like, you can be anything you want to be. That is my heart. I want to be a role model for the kids here.
Venus is sharing history while shaping the future. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips.
We should have practiced our Righteous Brothers. We could have done that. I'd be the Bobby Hatfield, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. You'd be the Bill Medley.
But baby!
Yep, definitely. If you baby, can do Michael McDonald, you can do Bill Medley.
You hosted love is
And then, of course, there was a follow-up, you know, my heart and my soul inspiration. The exact same song, basically, just three different lyrics in yeah. there. But anyway, You've Lost That Love and Feeling was the number one song this day in 1965. It was written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil and produced by Phil Spector.
Wow.
It's tough to get that name out anymore
yeah.
after where his life went later on. Anyway, number one song this day in 1965. The American Legion, happy birthday to you. The American Legion was founded on this day in 1919. This is the anniversary of the birth of Bob Marley.
Singing don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. Gonna be all right.
Lost way too soon at the age of 36 back in 1981. On this day in 1952, Britain's King George VI passed away. So Princess Elizabeth, while on a tour of Kenya, became Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of the United Kingdom and her other realms and territories as head of the Commonwealth. So kind of got that Game of Thrones, you know, first of her name.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. Happy birthday to, one of those teenage heartthrob singers, Fabian. Fabian Forte is 81 today.
Turn me loose, I say.
We need a bunch of Bobby Soxers just screaming in the aisles, like,
Fabian Forte, he's still alive?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Yep. And he's one of those who wrote books about, you know, just what a meat grinder it was. And, you know, was it really worth it for the fame and everything? Bob La Follette Jr. was born this day in 1895, passed away in 1953. Former President Ronald Reagan was born on this date in 1911. The late Natalie Cole was born this day in 1950. Just love her voice.
Yep.
She passed away in 2015 at the age of 65, although she was the first to say that even though she had been clean and sober for 25 years, it was she died of the drug use from years earlier, caused liver failure. Yep. Tom Brokaw is 85 years old today. How's your Tom Brokaw impression?
Not very good. It sounds like a really bad Ted Koppel. Like just... Oh, nope, terrible.
I'm always, again, much like Keith Richards, there's only some people I'm surprised going, oh, you made it this far. Axl Rose turns 63 today.
I have no Axl Rose impression.
Oh, I was going to say, here it goes.
Just hurts. No.
That would hurt.
He doesn't even have an Axl Rose impression anymore.
Sounds like Iago. From Aladdin. Little Gilbert Gottfried doing an Axl Rose impression.
Take me down to the Paradise City.
On this day in 1988, Michael Jordan made a slam dunk, which is nothing new, but it was during the free throw contest. Yeah. And it was a signature slam dunk, you know, the way that he kind of, I don't want to say spread his legs, but just leaped more than he normally would. And it was that dunk this day in 1988 that inspired the Air Jordan Jumpman logo. Happy birthday to Rick Astley.
Who?
The singer Rick Astley is 59 years old today.
This whole show has been a Rickroll.
Yep. You've been Rickrolled. This is where we have to give the obligatory mention of nobody guessed that he was like a teenager when the song came out.
And also, he's another one of those voices where you just tweak it a little bit.
There's your duet, Rick Astley and Michael McDonald.
But you'll never be able to tell which one is which.
Yeah, right? Okay, here's the part where Greg always laughs at me.
Yeah.
There's a singer out there named for half a dollar.
Oh.
And he dropped this... He never knows if I'm coming out
with
50 Cent or 50 or whatever. He dropped his debut album, Get Rich or Die Tryin', which included two number one hits, 21 Questions and this.
Oh, go.
Go.
No, seriously, go, please. We're closing.
Go.
We're closing.
Go. Yeah. It took us a lot of work to clean this up. So on the calendar today, it is National Frozen Yogurt Day. And it is National Chopsticks Day. I cannot recommend eating frozen yogurt with your chopsticks, but if that's your style, you do you, boo-boo. This is Pay a Compliment Day. You're looking very capable and handsome today.
Aw, thanks, Pat. You're smart.
Meanwhile, Luke back there goes, hey, wait, that's my dick. That's my deal.
That's my dream. That's my brand.
Yeah. And this is National Day of Optimism. Or Optimist Day, which is not the same as the Optimist Clubs out there or Optimist Prime. It's a day about optimism and looking on the bright side of things.
You know, I never thought of it that way. The idea that he's Optimist Prime, he's the most he is the most positive of the Transformers. We're going to win this one. Why? Because I have a feeling.
Let's see. Well, more from Robin Tigerton, but he does note here, he just put on YouTube, my grandpa Paul Lehman was one of the founding members of the Tigerton American Legion as a World War II veteran.
Nice.
Well, that's great. And Tony writing in from Ashland, you can find me in the club.
Which club in Ashland?
Which club in Ashland, yeah, would be playing Mr. Curtis there.
Yeah.
We have interviews with two more new legislators, Kristen Alfheim, State Senator, Christian Phelps, new state representative.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm Brandi Grayson, the host of the Black Conversion Show on 92.7 FM. I am the hostess with the mostest with the local politics and the local tea. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal workers had until today to decide if they want to accept government buyouts, the offer coming from DOGE, the Office of Government Efficiency run by billionaire Elon Musk. A major winter storm stretching across much of the country.
The Pennsylvania Department of Transportation says they have 400 snowplows working through the night just in this area. But of course, this is a widespread storm system, at least 16 states under snow and ice alert.
ABC's Trevor Ault, the West Coast also dealing with some rough winter weather, snow across Seattle this morning as well. One of the last remaining U.S. industrial conglomerates, Honeywell, has announced this morning it plans to split itself up into three different publicly traded companies focusing on either aerospace, advanced materials, or automation. Bank of England has cut its main interest rate by a quarter point as the British economy continues to struggle. Security extremely tight for this weekend's Super Bowl, which President Trump will attend in New Orleans. This is ABC News. It's sentencing day.